Hello students, this is continuation of economic reform since 1991, module 2, class 12 economics. This module consists of the third reform, globalization, its meaning, strategies of globalization, an appraisal of LPG policies, which includes merits and demerits of economic reforms, and also justification of these economic reforms, that is which way to go, whether to continue the economic reforms or not. To start with, let us try to understand what is globalization. Globalization means integrating the economy of a country with the economies of other countries under conditions of free flow of trade and capital across borders. Globalization may be defined as a process associated with increasing openness, growing economic interdependence, and deepening economic integration in the world economy. Economic reforms aim at integrating the Indian economy with the global economy. Global economy is nothing but other economies of the world. As a result, there will be unrestricted flow of goods and services, technology and expertise between India and the rest of the world. This globalization has different strategies, that is different ways of implementing globalization. One is increase in equity limits of foreign investment. Equity limit of foreign capital investment has been raised from the initial 40%. It now ranges between 51 to 100%. And second method is partial convertibility. To achieve the objective of globalization, partial convertibility of Indian rupee has been allowed for the transactions like import and export of goods and services, payment of interest or dividend on investment. 3. Remittances to meet family expenses. It is called partial convertibility because it doesn't cover capital transactions. Partial convertibility refers to the sale and purchase of foreign currency at the market price. Third one, long-term trade policy. In conformity with economic reforms, foreign trade policy is enforced for a longer duration, implying that it is a liberal policy. Fourth is reduction in tariffs. In order to encourage competitiveness, tariff barriers have been withdrawn on most of the goods traded between India and rest of the world. Fifth point, withdrawal of quantitative restrictions. Since 2001, the quantitative restrictions on all import items have been totally withdrawn. This is in conformity with India's commitment to the WTO, World Trade Organization. So this is about the strategies of globalization. Now, let us have a glance over appraisal of LPG policies. Appraisal in the sense, what are the merits of this liberalization, privatization and globalization policies, and also demerits, both positive and negative impacts of this LPG. Let us see first what are the merits, positive effects. Number one, vibrant economy. Indian economy has definitely become a more vibrant economy. Overall level of economic activity has trended up as indicated by GDP growth. Second merit is stimulant to industrial production. LPG policies have worked as a great stimulant to industrial production in the economy. It is owing to these policies that IT industry, that is information technology industry, in India has achieved global recognition. Third is a check on fiscal deficit. Mounting fiscal deficit has been a serious threat to the process of investment in the Indian economy. From as high as 8.5% GDP has been brought down to around 3.5% of GDP. So fiscal deficit has been properly checked. Four, a check on inflation. Owing to a greater flow of goods and services in the economy, rate of inflation has been lowered. Then fifth positive impact is consumer's sovereignty. Consumer sovereignty has expanded over time. This is evident from the fact that a large variety of goods and services from the diverse global markets are now within the reach of the buyers. And sixth, a shift from monopoly market to competitive market. Launch of LPG policies has caused a significant shift in the structure of the Indian markets. Now, Indian markets are increasingly shedding its monopolistic character and becoming more and more competitive in nature. So these are all the merits of LPG policies, and then come down to the demerits. There is a saying, all that glitters is not gold. There is a negative side of the story as well. So what are the points that reflect the negative side of these economic reforms? First is neglect of agriculture. Post new economic policy of 1991, growth of GDP has largely been driven by the secondary and tertiary sectors of the economy, that is the industrial and service sectors. Agricultural sector has suffered a serious neglect and its growth rate has slipped to a miserably low level, that is 2-3%. Second demerit is urban concentration of growth process. LPG policies have resulted in the concentration of growth process in urban areas only. Think of any MNC, multinational company or corporation. You will hardly find its trace in the rural areas of the country. They are mostly concentrated in urban areas. Number three, economic colonialism. India suffered nearly 200 years of political colonialism during the British rule. Now, while MNCs are expanding their economic control, we might suffer a sort of economic colonialism. Four, spread of consumerism. Spread of MNCs in the country as a consequence of LPG policies has resulted in a large scale spread of consumerism. A variety of global brands in the market has induced the masses to become spendthrift, going beyond their means. And five, loop-sided growth process. LPG has accelerated the growth process of the economy, but it is loop-sided. It is an inclusive growth process. It is not an inclusive growth process. It doesn't include all the sectors of the economy. Instead, it is increasingly relying on service sector of the economy. Number six, cultural erosion. Globalization has also led to cultural erosion in the Indian society. Economic prosperity has taken a lead over all other parameters of life. These are all the points that show the negative shade of globalization. And at the end, we need to justify whether globalization is suitable to India or not. Which way to go? Should we or should we not subscribe to the LPG policies? In fact, it's a debatable issue, controversial issue. But in the present scenario, LPG policies are the only way out to accelerate the pace of growth and development. Indeed, pursuit of LPG policies was to a greater extent a matter of economic compulsion rather than a matter of choice for the politicians of the country. However, a compulsion should never mean a surrender. It is strongly recommended that LPG policies are pursued with guarded precautions. So this is all about the economic reforms. Thank you all.